We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Really proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, too.
Clint did all right, too. The drive, we had a little lunch at Twin Peaks. As Clint has said in the read, it really is bikini week.
That it is.
It's true.
A lot of teeny-weeny bikinis running around there.
I didn't see any weenies.
Watch, I said teeny weeny. It was a figure speech there, Chief.
Oh, okay.
However, you did see several.
Yeah.
Places loaded. Places loaded with them.
It's a sausage fest.
I mean, places loaded with them, let's be honest.
but no, it was a good time, as always. And I fought it off. Tyler, and no faults to his, as he should, ordered that nice bowl of queso dip. She asked him, "Do you want to add some meat to it?" And in my mind, I'm thinking, "You better."
Of course you do. What kind of question is that?
Of course, Tyler turned it down. I don't want any meat. No meat.
I don't get meat in the hot cheese.
Oh, they brought it over, and I did not get one. Mentally, I had 15. And it was disappointing. I didn't feel like Tyler was actually getting enough cheese on his chips.
So you're analyzing his queso?
That's not your fault. You eat it your way.
The ratio is key.
Did you put that leftover cheese in your to-go plate?
No, he left it there.
Oh. I just took my 10 dish.
It hurt, man. It hurt.
Not to eat it or him leaving it there?
All of it. All of it. But I fought it off. Did not get one. Clint, I thought Clint was going to get one. And he used it as a place to put his gum. I said, oh, okay. Clint's backing off. Just drank water. Almost pulled the trigger multiple times on a beer. And then when Clint ordered his Coors, at that point, I almost just said, F it. Let me get a mule, please. But I held it in, got it in. We did the salmon, did the rice pilaf, 700 calories on that piece. Now we did succumb to Tyler and his and me and Clint did split a chicken tender. But I feel pretty good for what we were able to pull off. I was able to accomplish. The fellas got beers. Did I want one? Yes. And I want a mule? Yes. They had multiple of them. They had the Crown Apple mule that really talked to me. I started, hey, you didn't see me over there, Tyler, a lot. I was putting the show together, but I was also adding up calories and seeing if I could just make this work.
Making me proud,
I'm
bro.
I'm sitting there saying, man, it's only 180 in this thing here, man. I mean, God, if I were to get a beer, it'd be 220. I'm looking at it, comparing it to Mick Ultra. Mick Ultra's not bad. I'm thinking, wow, we're right in the same range. I said, stop it.
You did a good job. Are you proud of yourself now, though? You proud you got through it? You fought through it?
Yeah, I am proud. I am happy.
You should be.
Yep. Yep. It was tough though. That cheese, man, that cheese dip just sitting there and just I could tell the cheese didn't feel like it was being used properly.
It wouldn't be, yeah, I agree. I mean, hell, you can look across here at Tyler's whole plate and feel that way. But the reality of it is, Ron, is I was gonna give Tyler hell for just ordering the queso and just putting that big platter right there in the middle of the table and just tempting you. Then you reminded me I had me a tall beer, so I have a hard time taking a shot at OT on that one, knowing that I sat there and had me
one of them
29 degree man size right there looking at you.
That was the part. I feel like Tyler was asking for help. I feel like he was asking for help with that queso.
It's a lot of cheese,
and I hate not being able to give him the help that he needs. and that was the mental part of it too, was just Tyler needed that help. You know, I mean, we don't want to let that food go to waste. It was just it's a tough one, man. So
we got through it.
We did. Big day. Yeah, we did. Clint, I was been checking out a little summer league with old Reed Shepherd. Really he stopped playing, so it's now a bunch of guys out there that are just out there gambling in Vegas and just running, and hopefully they can hang on.
They ain't just gambling, boy. I guarantee you, them flights from the rest of the country going to Vegas probably.
We going to Las Vegas?
Yeah, they probably got some visitors out there. Probably pretty fertile hunting grounds out there for them boys.
Well, I bet they are. Yeah, yeah. 6'5", 6'6", walking through them hotels.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Well, they call it Sin City.
Yeah, the good thing though is on a serious note with Reed Shepherd is you know, anytime a prospect, particularly one that you need, it'd be nice if he took the next step, at least to contribute in critical moments if need be. It's always good in summer league if he gets 2-3 games in and then bows on out. If he finishes the
summer, that's enough.
Yeah, if he finishes the summer league season, I don't know that we saw what we needed to see. The thought that it's sparingly. And it's been impressive enough to where the organization is like, all right, we're gonna limit the risk here because we got what we want.
Yeah, he went out there and he got up shots. Let me tell you, his first game he got up 25 shots. The second game he got up 19 shots. He had 28 in game one. Not a great shooting percentage, 10 of 25, 6 from 15 out of 15 threes. And damn it, that's what you're gonna be needing to do. You're gonna be needing to do during the regular season is get up threes and be a big time shooter from the outside for this team. But that first game, 28 points, 6 of 15 from 3, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks in 33 minutes. Game 2, 18 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. He did have 6 turnovers, 4 steals, and again, not a great shooting percentage, 6 of 19, 1 of 7 from 3 with that. I just look at that, though. Obviously, he is going to need to develop, Clint. He is going to need to be a part, right, of this team with the skill set that he has. But it's not just on him. I think just as important, and I have felt like this is a bit of a blind spot, and I know some people feel this way when you look at how Cam Whitmore was handled and some other players were handled, Clint, is Ime Udoka also has to be willing to say, all right, even though he may not be helping us in the way I want him to help us right now, but I have to play him. I have to give him a chance to get these reps. So when we get to April and we get to May and June, hopefully that he is ready to contribute.
Yeah.
And so I think there is a blind spot with Udoka with certain guys, especially young guys. And now when you look at this is going to be a team that's trying to win right now and win a championship. He sometimes will push those guys down if they're not giving him what he wants. And I think it's going to be on him as much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Much it is on Reed Shepherd for the development.
Well, I think the approach here of Ime Udoka has to change, right? I mean, up until this point, it's been about building culture. It's been about chemistry. It's been about, you know, finding guys that would grind and play hard on both ends of the floor for the entire season. Now, they just had a ton of success through that process, but I think that was the focus for Ime Udoka. Let me find a bunch of guys. Got to find out who they are individually, sure. But as a group, let's set the standard of if you're not going to play hard, if you're not going to play on the defensive end of the floor, if you're not going to hustle, if we're not going to be physical, then you're not going to play for me. So I think it was more of the discovery phase of this rebuild for the Rockets up until this year. Ron, I got to believe that the mindset this season changes, not just for Kevin Durant, but for multiple guys. And that change being, one, you got to load manage those guys because you know what you got. It's no more about, you don't have to play Fred VanVleet, if you will. I'm just using him as an example. But you don't have to play him extended minutes because you need the team to know that, hey, this is your damn leader. This is a guy that is made a priority, so y'all might want to fall in line. You don't have to do those things anymore. And so hopefully the switch of being able to load manage some of those top-end guys, the older guys, the veteran guys, and knowing what you have in most of your young guys allows you to now, the Reed Shepherds of the world, to be patient with them and allow them to develop the way you're talking about them. Hopefully this year, I would think there's a significantly different approach to the season and a significantly different approach to young guys getting playing time than there was last year and the year before, I would think.
Well, the only thing that makes me concerned is last year was still like, hey, we're building.
Right, you just happen to have some success through it.
This year is, we're here.
Right.
And we're contenders. And, hey, if he ain't have time for Cam Whitmore last year, mm-hmm. if he didn't have time for some of the young guys, Reed Shepherd last year, like, there is a wonder if he'll have time for him this year. Like, if they aren't getting to it, because there's some coaches who can be patient with it. Right? I think J.J. Redick struggled with this. All of a sudden, you look at the end of the year, he's not played any of his young guys, and they don't have anybody to roll through. And I think this happened with, I think, a complaint from a lot of people with Cam Whitmore and Reed Shepherd that you didn't give those guys enough of a shot to play. So then when you needed shooting at the end of the year, well, these guys ain't played.
Well, one could argue last year, though, Ron, is they were trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do with Jalen Green, which is obviously a priority.
That's fair.
They're trying to figure out, hey, how good is Amen Thompson? Hey, will the top-line guys that we have, will they play hard when the lights are the brightest? And so I would argue that phase, you found out all you – hell, you ship Jalen up out of here. You know what Shingun's going to do. You know what Amen's going to do. Hell, you could even argue you know what Jabari and Tari are now. And – now the one guy that you need to discover and develop is Reed, and so I would argue that there's time for that now.
And there is a clear role for him.
Yep.
A clear role for
hopefully
him.
Hopefully he can fill it.
Yeah, hopefully he can. Should be easy for him. All right.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.